two companies that make solar panels are asking the U.S. International Trade Commission to place a tariff on imported solar panels. The companies say that cheap foreign solar panels are harming the domestic industry. But solar developers around the country say the tariffs would hurt the solar industry in the U.S. VPR's Liam Elder Connors has more on how solar companies in Vermont are reacting.
Doug Wells runs his company, the Solar Specialist, out of his house. His garage and basement are packed with equipment.
Modules, thermal collectors, conduit, rails, wire.
Wells has been working in the solar industry since the early 2000s. He started the Solar Specialists in 2006.
Most people, when I got into this and moved to Vermont, and I told them I was going to be a solar installer, thought I was crazy. Literally. 15, 16 years later, I have been absolutely astounded by the amount of interest in developing solar and installing solar here in Vermont.
The case is being brought by Suniva and SolarWorld, two companies that make solar panels. And they say that cheap solar panels from abroad hurt companies in the U.S. So the two companies are asking the ITC to protect domestic manufacturing with a tariff. The tariff would apply to all solar panels made abroad. Wells says he thinks his business will do okay even if the tariff goes through.
I don't think it's going to kill the solar industry. And I think there are ways to navigate this. People are very reactionary in this day and age and very passionate. I don't see why we can't come up with a way that isn't necessarily a straight up maybe tariff.
At SunCommon, the largest residential, commercial, and community solar company in the state, co-founder James Moore says he basically agrees. He doesn't think the tariff would derail the solar industry, but Moore is concerned the tariff would raise prices on solar panels, which he said would slow down the adoption of solar.
The solar industry has made tremendous progress in being able to compete with traditional fossil fuels, and we're really starting to see the energy mix change, which is exciting. That's why we got into this. And unfortunately, this would be a really significant setback to the industry and across the country.
Moore says even though the ITC hasn't ruled on the case, the uncertainty is having an effect on the industry.
We are working with and managing that uncertainty. So because we have a warehouse, we've been able to get panels in ahead of a potential tariff to protect our Vermont customers to a certain degree. So we're not going anywhere, but it's going to be harder for a little bit.
But how likely is the ITC to recommend the tariff?
Oh, I think it's highly likely, much better than a 50-50 chance.
Douglas Irwin is a professor of economics at Dartmouth College. He says that in these particular trade cases, it's called a Section 201 case, there's a very narrow scope, whether domestic manufacturers are harmed by foreign imports.
They can't look at what is the impact of these imports on domestic consumers or downstream industries. So that's why it's ITC, and because of the law, is sort of biased just in favor of those small domestic producers and excludes other considerations that might weigh against that.
And once the ITC makes a ruling, and if they find that domestic producers have been harmed by foreign imports, they'll recommend a relief measure, usually a tariff. And then it's up to the president to decide what to do. Irwin says in the past, most presidents would just reject tariff recommendations on the grounds it hurts consumers. But
with this president, President Trump, he's already said that he wants to protect domestic producers from foreign competition. So I think he would be very amenable to imposing these tariffs and would probably adopt whatever the ITC suggests.
Irwin says if Trump enacts tariffs on solar panels, it might encourage other industries to seek tariffs under this trade law. The ITC will issue its ruling in September. But before that ruling, Moore of SunCommon says the company will be lobbying that the ITC not recommend tariffs.
And additionally, SunCommon is helping draft a legal amicus brief that will be filed with the Trade Commission pushing back against the proposed solar tax. So we're not just kind of sitting back and letting this happen to us.
Congressman Peter Welch also signed a bipartisan letter urging the ITC to reject the proposed tariffs on solar panels. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.